Rabbi Yitzchak Grossness.
Okay, good morning. So Parshas Truma, this week's Parshas Truma, we're starting to learn about the Mishkan. For the next few, I think it's the next five Parshas Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisiso, Vayakel, Pekuda, is all about the Mishkan. There's a little bit of the eagle coming in the middle. So the first thing, when you come to the Mishkan, I once heard a vault that you come to this building, the Mishkan, and normally you start with foundations. Yeah, any building that you build, you start digging first. The Mishkan doesn't have any foundations. Ramesh, they didn't dig anything in the ground. The only thing they did was they stuck the yesoides of the outside. The pegs. Yeah, but besides of the Kroshim and the Adonim. Yeah, when the Adonim. So it was all on the surface. So where are the foundations? Now the foundations it had foundations, because the first thing that we saw was the Kroshim. The Mishkan was made out of the Kroshim, and the Kroshim were made by Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu planted the Kroshim, and he brought them down to Mitzrayim with him, and in fact, he got them, the Medrash says he got them when he went past Be'er Sheva on the way down to Mitzrayim, he got it from the Eshel of Avram. So we see that our foundations are the previous generations, the others, that's the foundations, that's what we build ourselves. So it's a nice vote to say to Simcha, that our foundations are what our parents did, the Moisa Nefesh, that's our foundations. So the first thing is, the Medrash starts with Ve'yikhu li Truma. The first Medrash over here in Medrash Rabba, on the Parsha, starts with Ve'yikhu li Truma. The Medrash says, the Medrash brings the pasuk Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem toirosi al ta'azoivu. The Medrash uses the pasuk of Ikhol Yitruma for the Torah, because obviously the purpose of the Mishkan was for the Oron, which had the Luchos, which was the Torah. So the Medrash says, Ve'yikhol Yitruma, they will take for me Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem toirosi al ta'azoivu. You acquire good mekach. What's that? The Torah. Al ta'azoivu es a mekach shenosati lochem. So the Medrash says like this: Yesh lecha odom shelekeach mekach sheyesh bo izov. A man, you can have a man who buys something, who makes a deal, and he buys something which has in it gold. Ein bo kesef, he doesn't have silver. Yesh bo kesef, if he buys something which has silver, ein bo izov, he doesn't have gold. Aval mekach shenasati lochem, this mekach that I gave you, yesh bo kesef, Torah shenemar. Imro is Hashem, Amoro is Toiro is Kesef Tzaruf. Toiro is compared to Kesef. Yesh bo Izov. It also has gold. Shenemar, Anechmodim Izov, Umipoz Rov. The Toiro is more precious than Zov. So what does the Medrash mean? It has Kesef and it has Zov. What are we trying to say? So Rabbi Sazama Mensah said a very nice word. He said that, Chati, there is a basic difference between Kesef and Zov. Two things that a person acquires. He says, Kesef is normally used for coins, for money. That's what they used it in the olden days. Was mainly to pass on from each other, from a person to the other, and buy things with it. So it doesn't remain by you. It doesn't stay by you. You use it to acquire other things. Zov is something which wasn't used so much as a currency. It's more for nice vessels. You have clay zov which you keep at home. So each one doesn't have the mile of the other. Yeah? Zov is something that we appreciate and we keep it at home. Kesef is something that we pass on to others. So he says, Mashenken Torah. Torah has both. Torah has a mile in the Torah itself. You acquire Torah, you appreciate the Torah. But it also has, like the Mishnah says, so the Torah is for yourself. You've got the Schar for Olam Haba. But it's also got Perisem. You gain other things with it. You gain other Kinyonim that you get with the Torah. Other Midas Tovas that you buy with the Torah. So the Torah, besides for actually acquiring the Torah itself, you also get other things with it. So it has the Maila, Sai of Kesef, Sai of Zov. Sai of getting other things with it, and Sai the thing itself, Torah itself. We appreciate Torah itself. The Maril Diskin says a very nice vote. We say in Davening, in Musaf of Yom Tovim, of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, we say, Ve'areinu, Bevinyonoi, Ve'samcheinu, Besikunoi. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should build a Beis HaMikdash. Ve'hareinu bevinyonoi, you should show us when it's built. Ve'samcheinu besikunoi. and you should make us happy with the besikunei when it's fixed. So what are the two things that we're saying over here? V'areinu bevinyonoi v'samcheinu besikunoi. It means the same thing. So he said like this, the Maril Diskin, he asked another kasha. He said, we say in Eicho, when we're describing the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, so it says, Tovu Be'oret She'oreo. Hashem made the gates of the Beis HaMikdosh sink into the ground. So he asked the question, why did he make the gates sink into the ground? Because one day you'll be able to use the gates again. Yeah, all the rest of the Beis HaMikdosh was all burned down. The gate sank into the ground. Tohu ba'oret she'oreo. So he asked the question. He said, the next Beis HaMikdosh Shlishi, will be all made with fire. Kodesh Baruch Hu will make the next Beis HaMikdosh. So what do we need the gates to be sunk into the ground? What do we need the gates for? So he said like this. He said that there's a mitzvah. And in this week's parasha, ve'osu l'mikdosh v'shechanti v'seichem. We have a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdosh. So it's very nice that we're going to have a third Beis HaMikdosh all made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to lose out on the mitzvah. We're going to be missing out. We're not going to feel happy. So that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka left the gates. The gates he left for us. He said, I'll bring down the Beis HaMikdosh, but the gates are buried there in the ground, and we'll be able to put them back on. And the gate, it says in the Gemara in Bava Basra, that the person who finishes the building, he's the one who he can be coined the whole building with it. So that's why the gates, that's how Hashem saved the gates. So therefore he explains that that's pshat, v'hareinu bevinyonu, we daven to Hashem, you should show us, v'hareinu bevinyonu, you should show us the Beis HaMikdosh when he comes down. And all we need to do is to look. Yeah, we'll need, Mas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring it down. V'hareinu bevinyonu, show us the building, v'samcheinu besikunoi. Make us happy, we're going to be satisfied and happy with the sikunai, and that we're going to do. We're going to be mesakani, we're going to finish it off, we're going to knock in the last nail into the gates. More about the ikar zach of the Beis HaMikdosh was of the oron. Yeah, we had the Kodesh Kodeshim, and inside Kodesh Kodeshim was the oron, and in there was the luchos. And the whole Mishkan is called Mishkan Aidus because of the luchos. In fact, the Sforno says, and the Ramban say, that the Mishkan was in a certain sense a continuation of the Kabbalah Satoira of Har Sinai. We received the Luchas down at Har Sinai, and it was a Moedadik revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishkan was you couldn't have it carry on always, but the Mishkan was in a certain, we had a place that we could go there, and we had the Luchas over there in the Mishkan. It was a certain continuation of the Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satoira, in the Mishkan. So, the Rashi says a very interesting thing. Rashi says, if we look at the oron, the way the oron was made, it said the parsha tells us how to make the oron. Yeah, amo v'chetzi, amosayim v'chetzi orkoi, amo v'chetzi rochboi. You should cover it with gold. And then it says before it speaks about the kapoyres, it says venosato el oron. You should put into the oron eso edus asheretan elecho. You should put into the oron the edus, the luchos, which I'll give you. Which this is referring to the second luchos. Then it carries on, v'osiza kapoyres, we speak about the covering, the kapoyres, which was made, the kapoyres was a covering, and out of that you'd have the two kruvim on either side. So that was the lid of this little oron, little closet, or whatever you call it. And you put the kruvim, and then at the end of the parsha, it says, v'o yakuvim posach nefayim, v'nosatres ha-kapoyres al oron milamalo. You should put the kapoyres on the oron, to cover the oron, and into the oron you should put the edus, you should put the luchos. So Rashi asks, we said already before, says Rashi, lo yodati lo monichbal. Why is it double? Shari kvar ne'amar v'nosato el oron es edus. It says already before the kapoyres that you should put into the oron the edus, the luchos. So why does it say again, you make the kapoyres and the kruvim, v'el oron titen es edus. So Rashi says a very interesting thing. V'yesh lo imar, shebo lelamed, shebo oidoi oren levadoi, mole kapoyres, beloi kapoyres, yitein tchilo ha'idus, lesoichoi. While the oren is the oren without the lid, without the kapoyres, you should put first the edus, ve'achar kach yitein es ha'kapoyres olov. And after that, you should close the lid. V'chein motzinu kesheikim es ha'mishkon, we find when he set up the mishkon, ve'yitein es ha'idus, ve'achar kach ve'yitein es ha'kapoyres ala oren. First you put the luchos, and then you cover, you close the lid. So the Orachaim asks on Rashi, what's the chiddush? He says he finds it shver to think that we would have had a mistake that you first put the lid on and then you put the luchos. Where would you put the luchos? You put them on top? He said the kruvim are over there. Where are you going to put? What does Rashi mean? So the Rosh says a very interesting pshat. The Rosh at the back of the Mikores Gedolim, you find the Pirush of Rosh. The Rosh says that Rashi means to say, he says the Nekuda is the Torah is telling you, make sure not to close the lid before you put the Luchos. That means the first time that the lid will ever be closed is once the Luchos are inside. They knew the measurements, they made the measurements, they didn't try out first, maybe does the lid fit or not. Make sure not to close the lid before you put the Luchos. Don't close the lid and open it and put the Luchos in. No. Only close it the first time ever after the Luchos are inside. So Vaita, the Shaila is, what is this telling us? What's the limud in that? Why is it such a kapoda? Why can't I try closing the lid? Yeah, see if it fits. I've got to first put the Luchos inside. So the machshava that came into mind is a bris karov in Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev, Chumash Dvorim. I'm going to say a little bit different than the bris karov. The bris karov says, it speaks over there, Moshe is repeating the whole Torah, and he speaks about the second luchas. He says, Bo'esai Omar Hashem Eilai, psol lecho shnei luchas avonim korishoinim. You should make for yourself two luchas, like the first ones. And you should make for yourself a aroinet. You should make the luchos and make oro. So and then the pasuk goes weiter. Pasuk gimel. Vo'as aroinat zishitim. I made the oroin. Vo'efso shnei luchos avonim. And I made the luchos. So Rashi points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said first to make the luchos. And then he says to do the oron, right? Psol lecho shnei luchos, v'osiso lecho aroinetz. V'omar li psol lecho, v'achar kach v'osiso oron. V'ani osiso oron tchila, I didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I made first the oron. Why? Shekesh'ovre v'aluchas b'yodi heichonetnen. Because when I come down, I have the luchas in my hands will be full. When am I going to put the luchas down? I'm going to start making the oron now. So I made the oron first, it's ready for me. And then I made the luchas. So the bris karov asks, so then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say first to make the luchos? Why did you first say psol lecho luchos ve'osiso lecho aroin? So the bris karov says, he says that pshat is like this. He says that there is a din hazmona, the machlik shnei gemara word hazmona milsa or not. That means like this: if a person wants to make this, for example, I think the discussion of the gemara is you have tefillin. And you want to make a bag for the tefillin. Yeah. Now the bag for the tefillin has kedusha. Yeah, you can't use it for other things. So what will be if I don't have tefillin yet, and I made a bag for my tefillin? I prepared a bag. Am I allowed? Is it already chal the kedusha on it? Is hazmona, the fact that I set it aside for my tefillin, is it milsa? Is it something or no? Only once I start using it to hold my tefillin. So says the Biskov like this, he said, even if you hold hazmona milsa, that you can actually give the kedusha for the bag of tefillin before you put the tefillin inside, but he said, that's only if we have such a thing called tefillin in the world, or maybe you have your tefillin, or at least there's a parasha of tefillin in the world. There's a zach called tefillin, there's a kedusha of tefillin, and then I made a bag for that kedusha. So then there's a mandoma who holds hazmona milsa, because you set it aside for the tefillin. But what will be if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have not been metzava on tefillin? There's not just thing in the world yet of tefillin. Yeah? We know that in 2 days' time we'll have a mitzvah of tefillin. And now I make a bag for the tefillin in the future. Then avada, I cannot make a bag for tefillin. Then avada, you don't say hazmona milsa. It doesn't get any kedusha. The kedusha is only going to be, can only chap once the zach is there. And then you can say bezeida, it's hazmona milsa. So therefore says the Mishnah like this. He said the oron, the purpose of the oron was for the luchos. Yeah, the oron, the only purpose of the oron, the only reason why we had the oron in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, was only for the luchos. And he brings a raya, because in the second Beis Hamikdash, when they never had the luchos, they hid the luchos, I think Yeshio or Chizkio were going as the luchos, there was no oron anymore. And then the Kohen used to go in and put the Ketores on the Evan Shesia. Yeah? But there was no oron. Why was there no oron? Because the whole purpose of the oron is for the luchos. If there's no luchos, there's no oron. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he tells Moshe to make an oron, and the oron has to be for the luchos, then you can't make an oron. He cannot make an oron or edus, an oron for the luchos, before there's a tzivui of the luchos, before Hashem commands on the luchos. So first Hashem has to command to make yourself luchos. Then there's a tzivui to make yourself luchos. Then Hashem can say, you should make an oron. Then the oron is an oron of luchos. Otherwise the oron is just a kabod, and then you want to change it afterwards for the luchos. That's not good enough. It's got to be an oron of luchos. And Mimele, therefore, Hashem had to say first the Luchos, and then you can be Mitzava on the Oren, and then, but later, Moshe did the other one, you know, because for the purpose, he needed the Oren first. That's a risk of. But I think the more famous way of explaining this halacha, maybe more al derech hamusar, the way is more maybe on a similar note, but on a different note. The vod is like this. We're trying to show over here what's the ikar. That's the vod. The vod is we're trying to show what's the ikar. Like what Biskarov said, the ikar is the luchas. The ikar is not the oren. Right, when a person comes into a shul and he sees a beautiful Aron Kodesh, he has to remember the whole purpose of the Aron Kodesh is for the Sefer Torah inside. Don't forget about that. Don't say, wow, Aron, and then the Sefer Torah comes out and, okay, I'm busy doing other things. The whole purpose is for the Aron, for the Sefer Torah. So to the purpose of the Aron is the Luchos. So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, make Aron and Luchos, the first thing that he said was Luchos, because the Luchos are the main purpose. Yeah? Once I tell you about the luchos, I can tell you to make an oren for the luchos. Yes, the Biskarov was saying it more in din, more in lomdus. But in Musar, it's also it's very similar vow, that the purpose is we want to know what the ikar is. First we tell you what the ikar is. And then we explain how to, where you're going to house the luchos, where you're going to house this amazing luchos in oren. Obelemai Samusha, when he had to do it, he made the oren first. So getting back to our parsha, to Truma. So the same thing over here. What Rashi is saying, there's a special tzivui over here. And this is a Ashtekel HaChidush that we see in the Torah. According to Rashi, the Torah is telling you, don't close the lid of the Oren before you put the Luchos inside. That means that we have to mamash realize, there is very makpid on it over here, that don't think that the Oren has any other purpose other than holding the Luchos, other than housing the Luchos. Don't even close the lid. Don't think, we say that, I have a little table, a little box, a little, yeah. No, the whole purpose of the box is only for the Luchos. Like we showed in the Biskarov, that in the second Beis Hamikdash there was no luchos, there's no oren. The whole purpose of oren is only for luchos, and therefore make sure not to close the oren ever, for the first time ever, only once you have the luchos inside. Because you see how much the Torah is makpid, according to Adar Rosh explains Rashi, that that's the purpose of saying twice, Venosato el oren es ha'edus, asheretin elecho. There's a famous vort. Maybe some of the Oilam have heard it on the Kruvim. Rashi says, what were the Kruvim? The Kruvim, I think, was Tinoikus. It was Malochim or Tinoikus. Vase Kruvech. Kruvim. Dmus parts of Tinoikloim. They had a face of a tinoik, a pure face of a tinoik. So Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein asked the stira in Rashi. Rashi says by Parshas Bereishis, when Hashem put out after he sent Adam Rishon out of Gan Eden, so he put Malachim there to guard Gan Eden, and it says over there, Vayashkin mikedem leGan Eden es akruvim veslat acher v'misapech. It says Rashi, what's kruvim? Taichin kruvim, Malachi chabola. So how can it be? How can you use the same word kruvim for parts of tinek and for malchei chabola? So Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein said that the whole difference is one difference. The difference is that where do you put this child? If you put the child in the kodesh hakodshim near the luchos, then Avadi will be a pure. He'll never keep his purity or keep his pure face. But if you put them with the if his neighbors are the la'at acher v'misapeches, his job is, you give him a job to guard, make sure no one comes into Gan Eden to keep people out, and his company is going to be La Tacher V'Misapeches, the Malachi Chabola over there, then he's going to turn into Malachi Chabola himself. It all depends on the surrounding, on the mood that you create around the child. I want to ask another, just a question, if we can discuss a bit of time. What's the chiluk between Mishkan and Mikdash? Yeah, I mean, the question is, why is one called Mishkan and why one called Mikdash? So, base on Mikdash also. Yeah. Why do you call base on Mikdash? Why do we add the base? Why don't we say Mikdash? Because it's a base, it's more permanent. But why do we use the word Mikdash? But why don't we use Mikdash? Why don't we say base HaMishkan? Well, what's the difference between the two? So, Reb Shimshon Rafael Hirsch has a very profound idea. And it explains quite a lot of things. He says it in one line, so I'll elaborate, or maybe maybe I'm saying a little bit more than he says. I shouldn't blame what I'm saying on what he says, but he puts it in one line. But it's a vault that explains a lot of differences. So just to go through a few differences that we find between Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, and we see that it's one idea which explains it all. First of all, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan was full of Nisim. There was the main nest which is brought out is the Mokom Oren Einu Min Amida, that the Oren in the Oren Kodesh Kodeshim, if you measure the space, it seemed like there was no Oren. There was 10 Amos, I think it was 10 by 10, 10 Amos, so you had 5 Amos on either side of the Oren. So where was the Oren? Where is the Oren itself, which is 2.5 Amos? So Mokom Oren Einu Min Amida. And also by the first Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash, we also find a lot of Nisim. Like the Gemara says, there was 10 Nisim, there were no flies, the Amud HaKetoiros was kept straight, the wind wouldn't push it aside. There was a lot of Nisim. But the second Beis HaMikdash, the Shekhinah already went away and there was no Nisim. So it seems to be that Beis HaMikdash can carry on without having Nisim. Yeah? Beis HaMikdash can be a Beis HaMikdash. You would think that when a person needed a chizuk, he would go to the Beis HaMikdash and see the Nisim. It was amazing and kept him going. He'd take a go 3 times a year and just see Nisim. If he needed a chizuk, he didn't need to go to a Shia. He would go to the Beis HaMikdash, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come back. But the Beis HaMikdash seems to be, in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a Nisim. So it's not so ma'akav. Whereas the Mishkan, the whole Mishkan was full of Nisim. The Shekhinah was always on it. The cloud was always there. So there seems to be a chiluk that Mishkan is a mess, whereas Mikdash is not. Another chiluk that we find is this, there's a Loshen Apostle we speak now, that's not so much in this parsha, but it's more in the next week parsha, and also in Vayakel. Hashem said, Re'ei Korosi b'shem Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur. Betzalel is going to build a Mishkan. V'amah le'oise ruach chochmo, ruach elokim, chochmo b'svuno b'das. Hashem said, I'll put in him Ruach HaKodesh, Chochmo. Yeah, they came out of Mitzrayim now and had to build this beautiful Mishkan. So where did the Nevi? Hashem said, I'll put in him V'amah le'oise Ruach Elokim, V'chochmo, B'svuno. And it says over there, Re'ei Korosi B'shem. It's full of V'amah le'oise Ruach Elokim. I think in Parshas Vayakel, it's much repetitive, quite a lot of times. Hashem says, I'm the one who gave them Chochmo, Bino, Kisisa, and Vayakel. Yeah. So now, if you open up by the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't say such a thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a whole emphasis on who built the Beis HaMikdash, and I gave him the wisdom to build. Beis HaMikdash was also an amazing building. And in fact, it was even a goy. Yeah, there was Chiron by the first Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo called up Chiron, the king of Tzor, and he helped him to cut the wood. And he was a bit of an artist, so he helped him along. So it's quite a big contrast between the Mishkan, where everything was Ruach HaKodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is the one who is gonna help along with creating the Mishkan, and by the Beis HaMikdash you don't find such a thing. Another chiluk is we said the luchos. Yeah? By the Beis HaMikdash, the luchos didn't seem to be ma'akev. Yeah? By the first Beis HaMikdash, they had the luchos still. But by the second Beis HaMikdash, they managed without luchos. Now, could anyone imagine a Mishkan without luchos? We said the whole Mishkan is Mishkan Eidos. Yeah? The Mishkan of the Eidos, which the luchos are the luchos of Eidos. So, Asher Yivoy L'cho Shomo, make for me a Mishkan where I will come right at the end of all the of Kisiso. Hashem, one of the Pesukim, when he discussed it after finishing the Mishkan, he said the whole purpose is that I'll come and I'll talk to Moshe from above the luchos, from the Oren, between the Kruvim. So, there was no Oren. There was no Oren, there was no luchos. That's also quite a big difference. And also another difference is that, like we said before, the Mishkan was very temporary. It was Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisoh. It was a collapsible Arai structure, like a sukkah, one can imagine. No, you move it along. You come here, you need it there. Like a caravan, yeah, you move it along. But Beis HaMikdash was very permanent. Yeah, Beis HaMikdash, anyone who's seen the stones that they use, it was very, very permanent. If you go, I think, in the coastal tunnels, you see even bigger rocks over there. That they wonder nowadays how they move them, Bechlal. So it's a very permanent structure. Whereas the Mishkan was al pi Hashem yachanu. And in fact, the Beis Hamikdash, the Mokim was very ma'akav. Yeah, there was a nevuah where the Mokim of the Mizbeach had to be. In the second Beis Hamikdash, they needed Nevi'im to tell them exactly where the place is going to be, of the place of the Beis Hamikdash. So how come, it's quite a contradiction that the Mishkan was al pi Hashem yachanu and the Mikdash is very permanent. So he says like this, he says one vote, Rav Shmuel Volish, he says like this, he says it's two Mahalchim, these two Mahalchim, and these two Mahalchim attack a very serious, you find them in life a lot. A person can sometimes use one, he can sometimes use the other. He says the two Mahalchim is like this, he says, in the times of the Mishkan, yeah, in the times of the 40 years, they were in the Midbar, everything was Nisim. Yeah, they had Mon the whole time, they had the Be'er, they had the Anonim. It was a matter that they received everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Later on in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't. There was a place that there was, now we're back to the natural world, the Teva, and everyone has to go and look after his own parnosa, plow his own field, grow his own crops, and so on. Back to, you know, we're down to earth. We had a hard landing, and we're down to doing our own Tevadika things. We're not living like Malachim, like we lived by the Mishkan, we live like Malachim. So he says like this, he says, Mimele, the two had to be two different things. So the Mishkan, what's the translation of Mishkan? Yeah, Rav Shmuel Volish is always into the translation. Mishkan, he says, Mishkan is Miloshen Shechina. Shechina means dwelling. Dwell, like we have Shechinim, neighbors, are two people who dwell together. So he said, the purpose of the Mishkan is a place for Hashem to dwell amongst us. Hashem comes down, Hashem said, I'll be Mashal the Shechina, like we said before, like I came down on Har Sinai, I'll come down into the Mishkan. I'll come down where the Luchos are, and I'll speak to Moshe from there. So the Mishkan is a Mokoim for Hashem to be Mashrei Shechina, to be amongst us. That, in the times of the Midbar, when we were living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us everything. And it's very clear, we're not doing anything much ourselves. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, and that's all nowadays life is, we're down to the mundane daily lives that we have to do everything ourselves. Now, Nebuch, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu too much. Now, what's our avoid? If we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do we do it? Now, it's Mikdash. Mikdash, what does Mikdash? Mikdash is Menoshim Kedusha. What's Kedusha? Everyone wants to know, how do you describe Kedusha? Yeah, Kedusha has many different understandings. But he says that the word Kedusha comes from Mekadesh, to be Mekadesh. Mekadesh means, it's really a verb. It means when, like a person is Makdisha Behema. What does it mean? It means to set aside. That's what Kedusha is. Kedusha means is to set aside. A person has a whole herd of animals, of cows or sheep, and he takes one and he chooses, and he says, this is set aside. I'm makdish it for being a korban for Hashem. So he's setting aside something for a special purpose. And the Ramban also says that kedoshim tiyu. He says kedoshim tiyu means you're allowed to do, a person is allowed to do whatever he wants, allowed to eat kosher things, allowed to do all other tithes and that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us kedoshim tiyu, don't be caught up in all the, a person can be a novel, but just satire, you can just do everything that's mutter, and then you want it. So make yourself a border. Set yourself, say, this I'm not going to do. So it means setting aside the time, setting aside the place, setting aside the animal, setting aside something and directing it. By setting it aside, you're directing it for a certain purpose. So it's very much the opposite of Mishkan, because Mikdash is our avoider, right? Mikdash is totally speaking about our avoider. What's the base of Mikdash? Beis HaMikdash speaks about our avodah. The lashon of the Rambam is, what's the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash? Las is bais la'Hashem, to make a house for Hashem, muchon liyos makrivim boi ha'korbonos, which is ready to be makriv the korbonos, v'choygigim boi gimel pomim bashon. And we were choygig in there 3 times a year. So Beis HaMikdash is very much a place where we are setting aside a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very much our avodah. The emphasis is on our avodah. Whereas Mishkan is the emphasis on HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down on us. Maybe we can define the two, sort of to bring the difference out a bit more. Just with two different Weltlach, I'll say two little Weltlach. One vote is from Pinchas Koritzer. Pinchas Koritzer said, when it says by Pashas Miketz, by him Miketz Nosayim Yomim. So the Rechaim asks, after 2 years, with after Sarah Mashkim story with Yosef, uparoi choylem. It should say vayachalo imparoi. After 2 years, and paroi now had a dream. Uparoi choylem sounds like he was having a dream. After 2 years, he was having a dream. Says the Arachaim, Omer Likazach, says the Arachaim, that he was having this dream for 2 years. For 2 years he was having a dream every night, but he couldn't remember it. He woke up in the morning, he couldn't remember his dream. After 2 years, when it was now time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, and now is the time for Yosef to come out of prison, now he remembered his dream. So Rav Pinchas Kolitzer points out, he says, what's the vault? He says, the vault is, you see from here how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on us the good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, he's mashpia on Yosef, this Hatzolah that he had from, it was already, yeah, the dream is there in place. Now there was a time on Yosef that he didn't have a munah, he put too much trust in the Sarah Mashkim, so he didn't deserve it yet. So he had to have his kapor of 2 years. As soon as he was ready, that Hashpo falls into him. It means his job is, your Hashpo is there. Kodesh Baruch Hu is putting the Hashpo in the world. It's ready for us. So can you imagine the pipes are open. They're flowing good on us. All we have to do is just make sure that we are the right receptacle. We are the right kalim to accept this Hashpo. That's the vote of this. So the dream was going on for 2 years. So that's the one, this is more the Mishkan side of things. What does it mean? Our job is to build a Mishkan, to make ourselves roi, to accept. We don't need to do too much ourselves, we don't need to do too much of avoida ourselves. Avoida is, just make sure not to mess up. Yeah? To do what's right and to shtel yourself to the Ashpo that's coming from Hashem. Whereas Mikdosh, so the Mikdosh is the way you see it quite in a big Nakuda, is the Marsho in Makkos. The Marsho in Makkos on the Gemara. The Gemara says, in a way that the person wants to go, we take him. So the Marsha says, what's Moilichim Moise? He should have said, Moilich Moise, because Baruch is Moilich Moise. What's Moilichim? Says the Marsha, we got the Lashon, Kol Machshava V'dibur Shel Odom, every thought and speech of a man, Boir Eloi Malach, he creates a Malach, Im Letoiv Im Lera. Whether it's a good, if it's a good thought, it will be a good Malach. If he has a good intention, yeah, if a person wants to do something good, he has an idea, I'm going to go, whatever it may be, I'm going to help my friend, he creates a malach. Ukefir etzo, you know, and according to his wish, Moilichim Moisei, Oysa Mamalochim. Moilichim Moisei, he's Bederach Shalom Moisei, Moilichim Moisei. Moilichim Moisei, Oysa Mamalochim. These malachim carry him forward, Hanivroim Moisei Rotzen Machshova, which were created by their Rotzen Machshova, and they take him, Bederach Shalom Moisei, Moilichim Moisei. So you see for me, a totally opposite avoider. The avoider is over here. You are creating malachim yourself. It's all your avoider, your rotzen, your sheifas. They're the ones who create the power and the koyach to now be able to guide you along. So this is where you see more the mikdosh avoider. The mikdosh avoider. The mikdosh is that we have to now set aside a place where we are meyached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't focus so much in the mikdosh about the shechina that comes down. We don't need the oren. Yeah, like that's the chiluk. You don't need the luchas so much. It's a big chiddush, yeah? Because a person pashtus thinks, I'll do the avoda and Hashem will do the rest. And that's true, Hashem will come down, Hashem will be mashpia on you. But the emphasis is on your avoda. Yeah? Mikdash is your avoda. So that emphasizes quite easily the four chilukim, that first of all, the nisim, yeah, the nisim, the mishkan was like a place of nisim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashri shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sake ma'ala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in nisim. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see nisim, nisim come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not meshubed to the teva, to the rules of the teva. And also why we said Va'amal Oyser Ruach Elokim, but in Mishkan it says Va'amal Oyser Ruach Elokim, Hashem said, I will fill Bezalel with the Ruach Elokim. Whereas by, why? Because it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoichen amongst us. Whereas by the Mikdosh, Fakert, it's our avoider. We sometimes need to come to a Goy. Shloimeh needed a Goy to do the job for him, he used the Goy. The emphasis is not so much on HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving Ruach HaKodesh, giving Chochma. Avada, you have the two, yeah, we shouldn't mistake. You have the two, yeah, like we said before. Sometimes a person needs to use one, sometimes a person needs to use the other. But the Ikar Avoida in this world of Teva is up to us. We are the ones who have to. And the other two chilukim was Leluchas, right? We explained that the Luchas, the Mishkan was Luchas, yeah, because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of connecting with us. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with us is with the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down on the Luchas and he speaks to us through the Torah. Whereas in the Beis HaMikdosh, you didn't need the Luchas. What was the Beis HaMikdosh? What was the Ikar Zach in the Beis HaMikdosh? Like we said before, was the Mokim HaMizbeach. The Mizbeach is a place where we are the ones who bring Korbanos up. We are the ones who are, yeah, the Mizbeach, which was outside the oil Moyed, yeah, outside the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mizbeach is the Ikar Zach. The whole Beis HaMikdosh is around where the Mizbeach has to be. It was very, we said, there's a Nevuah exactly where the Mizbeach has to be. It was in Yehuda, in Binyomi. It was a very, the Mizbeach is the Ikar Zach, because the Mizbeach is a Mokim of Avoida. And the last one was Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. We said that the Mishkan was temporary. Why? Because it was always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to go there now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Meshubet to a certain place. But the Beis HaMikdosh had to be a very specific place because it's up to us, like we said, to set aside. Like the Rambam says, you set yourself a place. How does a person, how does he connect to Kedusha? By setting aside a purpose and a tafkid for his whole tivdik life, for his whole, he's stuck enjoying Gashmis. But he's setting aside a place, he's saying, what's my purpose? The purpose is for that thing which I'm setting it aside. What's the ikar? So we see that nowadays our avoida is takamu, that the avoida that we have to focus on is we have to remember as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on us, but it's always up to us. We are the ones, like the Marsho, we are the ones who create the malachim, create the rotzen. I heard that this year there was a Pirchim Siyum where a boy from Manchester won the Pirchim Siyum in London. He was the one who did the most Mishnayos. So I spoke to his father. His father told me, he said, where did he get the idea from? He said that last year, I think it was in Gates at the Pirchim Siyum, there was a Rav who spoke, and he told the boys, he said, if you choose now, if you decide that you're going to win next year, you can do it. Just make sure when you come home to start learning, do a Mishnah, do one Mishnah, that's where you started off. And that boy was sitting over there, and everyone else heard this drasha, but it sunk into him, and he said, yeah, it's stuck up to me. And he made the decision, he made up his mind, I'm gonna do it, and he did it. And he slowly. It's always, we have to first make a plan. We have to decide and choose to do something. If we have some, through the day, a lot of good ideas fall into our mind, we should stick to them and then be stubborn about them and do them, and we'll manage, we'll succeed. The same story, I think we saw with Shnira, they say that she once heard from a Rav when she was young that what we need is Chashmoy Noy. We need people who take on themselves and say, Mila Hashem Elai. And she heard it, and later on she built the whole Beis Yaakov, the whole network of Beis Yaakov schools. So just to finish off with a short little vote, where you see Azazach, the Rabbi Yitzchok Mivorki asked the Chidush Harim Akashi, he says, why by Shabbos Shira? We call Shabbos Shira, yeah, the Shabbos when we lay in Oz Yoshir, we call it Shabbos Shira. So he asked the Chidush Harim, why don't we say Shabbos Kabbalah Sator? Yeah, when we lay in Yisroel, we should call it Shabbos Kabbalah Sator. Why don't we say Shabbos Geula? Yeah, when Achvei is B'shalach, when we go out of Mitzrayim, when not B'shalach, Boy, let's say, yeah, Shabbos Makkos. Why do we say only Shabbos Shira? So the Chiddush Harim answered the Teretz. I once heard the Teretz that Pshat is like this. He said Shabbos Shira was our avoid. Shabbos Shira is where we got to a level that we sang the Shira. Whereas Shabbos Kabbalah Satorah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stuck at doing this in the whole time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. But what does a person have a special connection with? A person connects, what has an effect on him, what he has the gaguim, what he desires, is his avoid. Yeah? Every person knows where he himself made up, set up a Sadval Torah. It's his zach. That's where he's fully connected to it. So that's why we got to such a level of saying the Shira, of saying Oz Yoshir, we call the whole Shabbos the Shabbos Shira. Whereas other Shabbos, it's beside that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a lot of things. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He did Kabbalah Sator. He took us into Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it may be. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing that the whole time. What's connected to us and what keeps us going is when we choose to do something. And we can do it. If a person decides to move mountains, he can. If he decides to. Yeah. I'm going to go to the next one.